Blog Talk Radio. We're back again. Yes, indeed. Thank the Most High. Yes, thank the Most High. We're back again. Back again for another episode. Back again for another very, very precious episode. Very precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Edemiah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. So very thankful to the Most High. Yes, indeed. Very thankful to the Most High for this precious opportunity. Very precious opportunity to be back with you here again. Speak these very precious words the Most High has granted me for the blessing. And yes, my brothers and sisters, for the healing of his people. The Most High has told me. Yes, indeed, he has told me. Now, unto his cause, I have some very important. Yes, some very important things for him that I must do. He told me because of what I must do. He said to me that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, that I would have his protection. Yes, that I would have his protection and his guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I can only be, yes, I can only be utmost thankful. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed, he has told me that I must tell you things. Yes, indeed, that I must tell you things that men have done some of everything they could. Yes, some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall. Yes, I said since the dawn of human fall, to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and my brothers and sisters, if they could, yes, if they could, to destroy. And my brothers and sisters, unto declaring this precious word, I thank the Most High. Yes, I thank the Most High for every ear that he brings near. And I thank you all again. Yes, I do. I thank you all again for listening. Very important topic tonight. I said very important topic tonight. I'd like to examine a bit of scripture that has high implication. I said very, very high implication that most, I'm sure, have not considered. But had they considered, or had this world by and large considered these words, there's so much misconceit, my brothers and sisters, so much misadministration, so much gullibility in this world after that which only exploits, that would not, I repeat, would not have captured, destroy so many souls. I want you to consider, my brothers and sisters, something the Most High told me many years ago, and I've said it again and again on this show. Most High told me that if any man can believe that all the contradictions that exist in this world, I said if any man can believe that all the contradictions that exist in this world are viable as a work of the Most High, as a work of his Spirit, such a man can by no means be a disciple unto Yah. Such a man who cannot believe, my brothers and sisters, that there's a need to transcend all these contradictions, I can tell you now, my brothers and sisters, cannot be a disciple unto him. Messiah said it in this wise. I want you to hear closely, my brothers and sisters, these words. What did Messiah say to his people? At 5:16, Micah, called Matthew, in your King James Version, he said, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works, meaning the result of that which Yah himself decrees upon the minds and hearts of his people. Word for good there means if you will, my brothers and sisters, that which before the Most High can be found in all things pleasing. I said that which before the Most High can be found in all things pleasing. I'm not talking about a partial testimony. I'm not talking about a hypocritical testimony, my brothers and sisters, after what merely seems wise unto men. I said, my brothers and sisters, that which appeases the Most High is to let your light so shine. And the word for light in Hebrew in this context, in the original meaning, relates the idea about an invariant light. He told his people, there'll be a light to the world. That does not mean a multitude of varying standards that would confuse mankind. He told his people, let your light, in other words, the pure light received from the Most High. I said, the pure light received from the Most High. Let it shine, shine before men. That they may see your good works, that they may see what is acceptable before the Most High. And so glorify, so honor, therefore, your Father, which is in heaven. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. This is without question. I said this is without question. An admonition. I repeat. This is without question an admonition to hear from the Most High all that is acceptable unto Him. All that pleases Him. By no means, my brothers and sisters, does this relate a multitude of worldly compromises. By no means, my brothers and sisters, does it relate that impure and imperfect standards would still be called true unto Him who is all that He is, who does not deny Himself. He said in 5:17, think not therefore that I am come to destroy, in other words, not to annul, not to deny, not to neglect, not to compromise in any way the law of the prophets. To break the law into pieces, my brothers and sisters, is to establish a multitude of partial and perverse standards. There can never be peace, never be a common understanding, never be a covenant, never be an agreement. Purity and completion, my brothers and sisters, offers the mutuality of one choice. Most High once told me the greatest gift He can give is a law by which all may cooperate, love, and trust. Such a law, my brothers and sisters, is not after the preferences of those who desire first to appease themselves. The true Jew, true one who praises Yah, is not one who seeks praise or esteem after the desires of a worldly, or let's just say diversely contentious, variant, worldly status quo. But my brothers and sisters, the true Jew is one who seeks praise according to what in all things pleases Yah. But this is one who knows. You look at it all in Romans 2:29-3-4. That even if a whole world be deceived, if a whole world be a liar, if a whole world falls short of discerning or showing a willingness to understand what the Most High has promised He would bring to bear, Yah will yet be true. Dare man say, my brothers and sisters, the Most High will not bring to bear His covenant and only as a covenant what men have agreed to? Dare men say, because men have neglected so much holy word, that the Most High will not be true to His word? Does man dare to believe the Most High must have permission to do what He promised of old that He would do? My brothers and sisters, He's already told us that His word is not like unto the words of men. Men's words are not like unto His words, but His words are they which will bring to bear. I said His words are that which will bring to bear to perform all that for which He is sitting and shall not return to him void. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. When men say that the Most High will not bring to bear His words because of all the diverse imaginations of men. Men have said that men have declared a covenant and have denied, blasphemed, and even insulted the One Most High. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who will discern. I said, blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who will discern the need to seek, my brothers and sisters, beyond all this multitude of debates and doubts. Messiah said, think not that He had come to destroy, negate, or in any way, my brothers and sisters, compromise the law and the prophets. So I'm not come to destroy, not to neglect, but to fulfill, in other words, in the context, it's first to teach it fully. To prepare a man, if you will, my brothers and sisters, for what? All is promised in the law and the prophets. The Messiah must, yes, still yet come again. He was speaking in this time and that time. Must come again in these latter days, surely to do. How many understand, my brothers and sisters, all that was contained in the law and the prophets? For the scripture says, verily I say unto you, to heaven and earth pass. Does that mean the kingdom of Yah shall pass away? No. It means to all false rule of this earth is no more. That is the promise of the gospel. To all false rule over this earth pass away, that there might be peace. Not one jot or one dash shall in any wise pass away from the law, what should be the common expectation and faith of our people, till all of it shall come to pass. Whoever therefore shall break, neglect, deny, cause men to be forgetful concerning even one of the least of these commandments, and shall teach men to prefer such unrighteousness, to remain blinded, deceived so as not to perceive, inconsiderate, not to consider what should be considered then. Whoever shall teach men, my brothers and sisters, to be to think themselves justified in vainglory, think themselves justified after soothsayers, think themselves justified after the fatal flatteries which comfort those who seek not the fullness of truth. Whoever shall therefore break one of these, least of these commandments, choose not to remember them, my brothers and sisters. Choose not to seek the full implication of one of the least of these commandments. And shall teach men so. He should be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. My brothers and sisters, do they tell you that those who can be called the least would be those who will be taken into chains? So they took men into captivity with a false word. The scripture says those who can take into captivity should go into captivity. My brothers and sisters, men are captive to whoever it is hides the truth from them. You need to think about that. Men are in bondage to whoever it is, beguiles the mind, heart, and soul, not to realize the need to seek the greater truth. He said, my brothers and sisters, he who takes into captivity, flatters men in unrighteousness then, shall go into captivity. He said the leader shall be, for their treachery, taken in chains one day, my brothers and sisters, and after time punished. Please, read for yourself Isaiah 24th chapter. Read for yourself what's written in Isaiah 60. Read for yourself what's in Revelation 13th chapter. He who takes into captivity with a false word shall be taken into captivity when the true word appears. Scripture says, after our time, they shall be punished. He who kills with a sword, a false word. My brothers and sisters, shall be killed when the true word appears. The word of Yah is living and sharper than a two-edged sword, able to tell the point of division between soul and spirit, bone and marrow. Hebrews 4:12. Able to tell the point of division between soul and spirit, bone and marrow. Able to discern the thoughts and intents of the heart. But when the fullness of a word appears, it would be discerned, my brothers and sisters, who it is that desires all that is divine will and who has preferred unrighteousness. Hear me, my brothers and sisters, and understand that Matthias 5:19 is saying. Whoever shall teach men to compromise or deny or neglect the law and the prophets, the expectation of the Most High, what is required to bring forth that expectation? It's called the least in the kingdom of heaven. Ridiculed, humiliated for being partial in the law, it says in Malachi. In the book of Malachi from the second chapter on, really even from the first chapter, reproves the priests. Reproves your leaders, your pastors, your priests, your rabbis, your elders, your princes, your kings, your presidents, your prime ministers, All those, my brothers and sisters, who have been called rulers over this earth, for all having been treacherously fallen short and refusing to receive the greater glory of what is honorable before Yah. It says here, O priest, this command, even this reprimand, is for you, for all who would be partial in the law, that you shall all be humiliated when the greater word, the greater light is revealed. The Most High, my brothers and sisters, will not be pleased with those who are deal treacherously, each man against his brother. He will not be pleased, my brothers and sisters, with those who, being partial in the law, will also compel many to trust in foreign gods. He says, destroy out of the temple the man who does this. My brothers and sisters, there's a need to understand. The Most High will only count faith for those who seek the healing of mankind according to the fullness of all that is a covenant with Yah. Blessed they will understand that many are those, I said many are those, compel men to believe. Compel men to believe, my brothers and sisters, treacherously compel men to believe that every man is good in the sight of the Most High. Each one after his own evil or deviant, unlawful way. The Messiah comes to prove that supposition quite false. He comes as the messenger of the covenant. Scripture says he will restore righteousness as of old in former years by purifying the temple, destroying out of the temple, my brothers and sisters, all those who compel men to trust in indiscretion. Read for yourself Malachi around 2:16, 2:1 through round 16:3 and 4. For all they are robbers who are turning men aside from hearing all that the Most High Himself will reveal for the healing of His people. For all who turn men aside are curses and not blessings. I said they are curses and not blessings. I repeat. They are curses and not blessings. They are robbers, our brothers and sisters, who will turn any man aside from the truth of Yah would answer. So why does the Most High say these next words? I said, have men considered why? The Most High through Messiah said these words. Yes, there's a serious need to examine the implications. I said there's a serious need to examine the implications of the verbiage that we find. Yes, my brothers and sisters, the verbiage we find at in the book of Matthew, 5:20. Yes, there's a serious need to examine the implications of the words found in Matthew 5:20. Let us examine them closely, my brothers and sisters. Let us examine them closely for all the implications. Messiah, Most High, does and says nothing without reason. To know what is said, not know why it is said to miss the point, is to be misled and mislead many. This is not what the Most High would have be done. Messiah said these words, for I say unto you, that unless your righteousness shall exceed, if will, the unrighteousness of whoever it is, I want you to understand what this means, will turn you aside from the full implications contained in the law and the prophets. Except for your sense of conscience, your discretion, should exceed whoever would turn you aside from the law and the prophets, the fullness that is contained in all its implications therein. He says, you shall in no case enter the kingdom of Yah. In fact, my brothers and sisters, to discern this is to understand that we must, by faith, And Yah revealed the secret things. Discern from Yah the truth, which the leaders would not tell. Else, with Yah, we have no covenant. Let me repeat that. Else, with Yah, we have no covenant. Dare man to say it is a holy covenant men have upheld, after all that are a multitude of worldly contradictions. Blessed are they who discerned otherwise. For what is a man who believes that all that is required of him is dictated by the various rulers of this world, even the various rulers that men themselves have elected, that men have exalted and esteemed? Dare men say they can create an idol and have their conscience raised unto what is pleasing before the Most High after the diverse contentions of men, and still say it is a covenant and an agreement? There's so much irrationality, my brothers and sisters, that's permeated the minds and hearts of many. We have not discerned the implications of what they believe. So Messiah said, ultimately, whoever then would deceive his brother, make his brother foolish, not to seek all that's contained in the law and the prophets, my brothers and sisters, such as these, should be found guilty of hellfire. So we need to understand, guilty even unto hellfire. Isaiah 24 says it's going to be so with the master and also with the servant, the buyer and the lender, the mistress and a maid. My brothers and sisters, whether men be the authors of the lie or followers of the lie, in either case, my brothers and sisters, neither one is confirmed faithful unto Yah. I want you to consider the implications of what men so often have not considered when they dare to believe that all is required of them is connoted by simply what is the commands or demands or constraints of multitudes of rulers who only were to keep the people blinded by obstacles, filled with debate, misopinions, and confused. I want to say this, my brothers and sisters. If you don't believe that your righteousness must exceed that of your leaders, if you believe that the leaders whom men have elected actually have power to dictate what is required in every territory, that men be converted unto the kingdom, the ways of the kingdom of Yah, my brothers and sisters, if you can believe such a thing, you don't believe Yah. I repeat, my brothers and sisters, if you believe that the multitude of contentions, the differences of man, are worthy, holy unto the Most High, you never discern conversion. You never discern the gospel. You never discern the law of the Most High. If you believe, my brothers and sisters, that all the various rulers of this earth that men have elected and created after their own conscience are worthy before the Most High, that they declare what is acceptable, what is required of you unto the kingdom of the Most High, who then do you say is the Lord of heaven and earth? Dare men say that all they whom men have exalted should be called gods? I would have you to know, my brothers and sisters, there's one, only one, who is Rishon Acharon. There's only one, my brothers and sisters, that is the first and the last, who declares from the beginning all this shall be. There's one, my brothers and sisters, who declares the word and no man can turn it back. There's only one Most High, one Lord, who will judge all. There's no other mighty one. And even Yah, my brothers and sisters, himself, you need to understand this. Yes, my brothers and sisters. even Yah has said that he knows not any. Only one supreme above all else. There is no other. Therefore, the scriptures tell us that Isaiah 40:20, concerning all the variant idolatries, misadministrations, misinstitutions, false religions the men have made. That men have not discerned so often in this world how what they have trusted most has not only been falsehood, but deceivers. So Messiah comes to prove foolish the variant misrule of the leaders. He comes to reveal again the righteousness that the carnal world has not compelled men to consider. He comes as a shepherd, my brothers and sisters, to lead his people beyond every crooked path in the world where men for a long time have been without a shepherd. For there's a great truth, my brothers and sisters, the scripture says your rulers would never tell you. Think about it. Zechariah 10th chapter relates, as does also Psalm 14 and Psalm 53, the Messiah comes at a time the Most High has looked upon the children of men and seen none righteous, none that does good, no, not one. He sends therefore a righteous man, righteous one therefore, to reveal righteousness, to reveal the light. Indeed, my brothers and sisters, Scripture says Messiah is sent because the Most High looked upon his people and saw they had no shepherd. Zechariah 10 says, very much, my brothers and sisters, what is related to Isaiah 59. At a time when the Most High looked and he said he saw among men none who discerned the way of peace, no intercessor, none who petitioned for all that is divine will. Therefore, he would send Messiah to render recompense or punishment upon the wicked, would be enemies against those who would turn toward his righteousness. He said in Zechariah 10, he would bring forth one called the cornerstone, the nail, and the battle bow. And trust me, my brothers and sisters, despite how they translated, the nail, the cornerstone, the battle bow are one. Isaiah 22, Messiah is called the nail, the one who will be fasted in a sure place. One who would depose, my brothers and sisters, those who seem to be in a place of power. Cornerstone, sure cornerstone, tried cornerstone, sure foundation. If you believe, should not be ashamed. Isaiah 28. The battle bow. Scripture says that all the rulers, in the day that he exalts the one that he has chosen, blessed they who wait for him. Isaiah 40:27-41:4. He said he'd make all the rulers as dust before his sword and driven stubble to his bow. By the accuracy of his word, he does not sin. Perhaps the best that I understand, I explain this. I bring understanding to this point. Ancient times when a bowman missed the mark, it was called sin. My brothers and sisters, Messiah would not be errant in his perception of things. Who will offer mankind that is willing opportunity, my brothers and sisters, to see things clearly enough so as not to lie. Zephaniah 3:13 says, the remnant of Israel, do no iniquity, speak no lies, no deceitful tongue found among them. The people, my brothers and sisters, brought to this truth, the Most High shall defend and guard. That they shall have none to harm or deceive them, none within, nor without. Blessed are those who, my brothers and sisters, discern. That this is the people who have surpassed all the false doctrines, the fallen, false, foolish, flawed standards. False law, not a law at all. Let me tell you something, my brothers and sisters. Only one law is lawful. Only one law can bring peace. Only one law is true unto the Most High in all things. And that law, my brothers and sisters, is from Yah unto those who in all things could please him. We must understand that no other but him whom the Most High has chosen will restore the Holy Covenant, even restore the covenant the whole world has fallen from. How then, my brothers and sisters, so many hasty to believe that what they have in the world now, having not yet discovered or seen the test, how many are so sure, my brothers and sisters, they will pass it? What they have is already a covenant. In a world where so many have called upon the holy name, but after their own vanities, only to cause themselves and so many others to be blamed. I said again, my brothers and sisters, there's only one Lord, no other mighty one. And we must understand what it means then to say, your righteous must deceive the multitude of your foolish rulers, deceitful rulers, who claim to declare standards sufficient for Messiah to come because they are not. There's only one Lord, one King, one Master. Hear me and understand what it means in 1 Corinthians when it reads, if any man considers himself wise in this world, wise or sufficient after the ways of this world, let him consider himself foolish, deceived, fallen short, that he may become wise. But even the Apostle Shaul, around the 4th chapter of 1 Corinthians, said, I know nothing of which I am guilty. But he said, I might not be right in this. My judge is the Lord. Therefore, let no man consider himself so wise before the time when Messiah comes to reveal the hidden things that men have not considered. And oh, my brothers and sisters, there's so much to consider that men are not compelled to in an entirely misoriented world. He said, my brothers and sisters, the Messiah comes to prove foolish the wisdom of the wise. He caused men to consider. But for a long time they have not considered. So the question is, who shall believe his report? Again, my brothers and sisters, the righteous must deceive the multitude of rulers out here, whose kingdoms are of this world, under preservation of their pulpits and thrones, not the reconciliation of the people. Or dare men say the machinations of man, or brothers and sisters, have been the fundamental or the foundation upon which the Most High shall establish his holy kingdom. I can tell you, my brothers and sisters, there's so many lies, so many misinstitutions, so much misopinion, so much false doctrine that never would have been if only men had preserved what the Most High declared from the beginning. It is written, and it shall be done, that when the truth appears, all the faulty foundations of the whole earth, my brothers and sisters, be shaken and removed out of the places. Most High will shake a whole world, and all the foundations and faulty foundations upon which the various rulerships, political, social, national, and religious have stood, he will expose them all. But when the true foundation is restored, the true word has appeared, all that has been laid upon faulty foundation shall pass away. I want you to understand something, my brothers and sisters. Is there any reason why the Most High would preserve or was created with neither a concept, admonition, or desire? What the Most High from the beginning proclaimed must be the eventuality. So the Most High preserve a thing, my brothers and sisters, that was never formed under the manifestation of his glory, but merely what seemed wise after the purposes of men. My brothers and sisters, it says, when Scripture says, the grass withers, the flower fades, and all flesh is as the grass, it means, my brothers and sisters, he shall expose to the hot wind of his rebuke every fleshly concept. I said every perception wrought after the mere complicities and conceptions of the flesh. which my brothers and sisters were wrought outside the inspiration of Yah. Most High does nothing without reason, and only those of my brothers and sisters who discern his reasoning shall have a place in his kingdom. And I can say to you again what is written in Isaiah 45. Woe to those who would strive against the only one who can make men whole. Or dare men say that they make, or that they, men, wow. Dare men say that men, my brothers and sisters, dictate and command Yah? It is Yah, my brothers and sisters, who made heaven and earth. And because the Most High desires that all things be set in order, it is Yah, despite all the decrees of man, that will still yet raise up a man in righteousness to rebuild his city. As the scripture says unto him, every knee shall bow, or every knee shall bow, and every soul that remains shall be converted. And unto him every knee shall bow, and every tongue swear allegiance to the glory of Yah. Yes, to the glory of Yah, his Father. They didn't tell you, my brothers and sisters, who the anointed one is. That the early church expected that Zechariah, a prophet, my brothers and sisters, that came years before the birth of Messiah. But my brothers and sisters, also a post-exilic prophet after the Babylonian captivity. Malachi, a prophet after the Babylonian captivity, and both of them, my brothers and sisters, related the coming of Messiah in the latter days as the coming of one who were already at that time had already come. But my brothers and sisters, they don't want you to understand why Messiah is called the King of the East in Revelation 16:12. Why he's called the angel from the rising sun at the seventh chapter of Revelation. Who it is called the arising sun of righteousness that will expose all the leaders, make them as dust to his sword, driven as stubble to his bow. At Isaiah 40:27-41:4. One who the Most High calls to expose all manner of false testimony whereby men have called upon the name of the Most High, but not in truth nor in righteousness. They didn't want you to understand, my brothers and sisters, that your hope for liberation is beyond all the leaders who would declare partial and perverse standards. Though they have called upon the name of the Most High, they've only exhibited a standard that appeases after the compromise of their own hearts. After such as this, my brothers and sisters, the Most High can never be pleased. But what manner of offering is it, my brothers and sisters, that men call viable? After what many seems esteemed among men. Messiah said that which is highly esteemed among men is disgusting before Yah. Who will understand, my brothers and sisters, we must seek the Most High for a direct revelation from him concerning what unto him is pleasing. Or what else shall men say are his disciples? I want you to consider, my brothers and sisters, if men do not believe they are obligated to seek righteousness beyond all the variant rulers. It is robbery. It is a fall from faith. It is confusion. Yes, my brothers and sisters, it is damnation. For all must by Yah, by his Spirit, be guided, as the scripture says in 1 Corinthians 1:10 through 11, to all speak the same thing, no divisions among us. In fact, my brothers and sisters, all that is written of old is for our learning, that we might all, among all the nations, be brought back, all made obedient to all the Most High has said, and word and deed. Read Romans 15:4-18, and understand. My brothers and sisters, the standard the Most High is pleased with is an invariant one. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who have the type of courage, type of strength, type of faith and granted the opportunity to see the truth, they will not turn back. Think about it. It must be a fall from faith in the Most High if men believe that a multitude of contentious standards can still be a covenant. They can believe that a multitude of contentious standards can still be faith, can still be an agreement. Messiah said your rights must exceed all these rulers. You must faithfully seek the Most High himself to discern beyond all the false prophets, to discern the path that few find. He said, broad is the road that leads to destruction, narrow is the road that leads to eternal life, and few are they that find it. Then he said, watch out for false prophets. False prophets means watch out for those who don't tell you all the testimony, compel men unto hasty conclusions, to predispose them not to be willing to listen when the Most High finally shows the truth. And I dare say to you, my brothers and sisters, Messiah would appear before him, poor man today. It's only those who are prepared to hear his testimony that can prove they ever knew him. But if he comes, my brothers and sisters, speak of the word that is prophesied and promised of old, that he must always speak, and men are not willing to hear. Who is it, my brothers and sisters, that lacks the knowledge of Yah? Time to think again, brothers. It's time to think. I think again. Do not discern the need to exceed all the unrighteous standards of this world. Not to discern the need to seek Yah beyond them all. Not to discern the need to transcend all the various rulers. Again, brothers and sisters, it's damnable confusion. It is gullibility. And it is evident that all who would do so have not known Yah. So what is this thing they call democracy? Democracy. Demo, meaning people, or even divided, or even demon, deviant rule. Do you think you get a multitude of different standards by faithfulness to Yah? Krasse, rule. Our brothers and sisters, there's one Most High, and the people who can believe that a multitude of contentions brought together under another title could be called holy before Yah. Frankly, my brothers and sisters, have another thing coming. Nothing else is salvation but discerning that you might obey. Even repent unto obeying the one Most High. Yes, my brothers and sisters, beyond all the robbers who rob both Yah and even all the nations. It's time we come to understand, brothers and sisters. Well, for a long time, men have not understood or not considered. But had they considered, my brothers and sisters, men would have known to seek a far greater dimension of truth than what is common among the masses. Either we understand this, the need to exceed all the variant rulers who create so much debate and doubt, or falling away from faith, a lack of faith, a lack of what is required to truly believe Yah, is all we know. And the Seventh Brother says, dare men believe the Most High will not perform all that for which he has spoken, just because people refuse to hear? I said, Yah will perform all that is his will. Blessed then are they who discern his will beyond all the rulers. For the Most High, the very fact that he has said he will perform all that he has spoken, that to those who believe is a law. It should compel us to seek all that is his will. That we discern, I said, discerning his will might prepare to cooperate with him. But not to discern, my brothers and sisters, that which Most High has foreordained to make Israel a commonwealth and a nation again. According to the book of Ephesians 2:8-12, is to be lost with the world. For salvation, harmony among men, agreement among men. Did you hear, my brothers and sisters? Agreement among men, true to the Most High, and not after the conceits of men. In fact, my brothers and sisters, discern what indeed is a full workmanship being made complete unto Yah. Saying what that is, my brothers and sisters, in terms of what is acceptable, is not merely of hearing men, for not all have heard the preaching of the gospel, not all have heard the word from above, not all have heard the word beyond the status quo. As the scripture says, faith comes by hearing. It also means hearing, even unto understanding, by an inspired word, a word of inspiration granted from Yah. Again, many read the words, but there are many interpretations that men have upheld. Shall the Most High say that all these many interpretations, shall he comply with them and say that they were God's? Say they were standards irrefutable? Absolutely not. Again, my brothers and sisters, the scriptures even tell us in the book of Yaakov, there is something even the demons know, that there's one God, one supreme, who is supreme above all else, and they tremble. So we are warned, my brothers and sisters, let there not be so many strange teachers among us. I said, let us discern. Let us seek the Most High that we discern, trusting in the power of his might to remember all things, to teach all things, to bring all things to remembrance, to rebuke all sin, every fallen standard. Let us trust Yah, my brothers and sisters, to reveal what the Most High has already foreordained the rulers will not speak. Whoever, my brothers and sisters, does not discern the need to do so has already fallen from the faith. For since Messiah comes to expose the rulers and to reveal again which the world that which the world has not considered, not to trust Yah. As for the reasoning why the scripture said he would send his awaited one, to reprove, my brothers and sisters, the false doctrine, the fallen standards, contentious standards of all the rulers. Not to discern, my brothers and sisters, the need to seek Yah, to discern what the rulers will not tell you. My brothers and sisters, to fall entirely from the faith and be left gullible to be exploited by some of every false ruler imaginable. Blessed they will understand in due time. Reverence for Yah, knowing that he has an absolute point of reference that we must attain. That is so much still yet to say. I'm going to try to see if I can do it by giving myself a little bit of extra time, if it's at all possible. Let's see what I can do here. Got a few things I'm going to try to elongate the time just a little bit, try to say quickly. I may not go through as much elaboration as many times I would. I realize it is late. Pray the Most High grants the opportunity to continue to examine these things to the further dimension that is necessary. But I want you to consider, my brothers and sisters, were the people truly, who claim to be the disciples of the Most High, were they truly his disciples? Were they truly under the grace, the tutelage, and the favor of the Most High? My brothers and sisters, there's so much of this truth that I'm speaking to you now that the world would have known. Scripture says that grace is through faith. How many realize that the lies that they've been told have predisposed men not to believe? Oftentimes, even argue when the Most High seeks to tell the truth to them. My brothers and sisters, there's as much truth the Most High said he would grant to the most reasonable soul, most diligent and humble soul. Where then are they, my brothers and sisters, who discern the Messiah comes to improve all the rulers? Well, know what it means. The scripture says, be watchful that you may be able to stand before the Son of Man, especially in the book of Revelation. You need to read the 6th to 7th chapter. All my brothers and sisters discern. That it's only those who will trust the greater word the Messiah brings. Be called faithful. See, if my disciples you know the truth will set you free. Well, so many of them have been the disciples of another. And every lying word the men believe is an obstacle against discerning the greater dimension of truth. My brothers and sisters, those who believe that all that is necessary and required of them is already taught to them by their rulers. When the Most High said in advance, there's truths the rulers will not tell you. Those who believe such a thing, my brothers and sisters, until they wake up, are still imperfect. and all that found worthy of preserving. The Most High will not preserve, my brothers and sisters, that which will constantly act as an obstacle against the cooperation, mutual cooperation, cooperation of His people. A soul must prove, my brothers and sisters, that granted the opportunity to hear the greater truths, they are steadfast enough to continue to march forward. Scripture told us in advance, Genesis 49, Most High will send one called Shiloh, unto whom all the people should gather. Isaiah 11 says, all the nations shall seek him in his rest and his peace, but his honor before Yah shall be kind of glorious. Dare men then believe, my brothers and sisters, that what the Most High says is utmost important? Is unimportant? I think the Most High. Yes, I do. For sure, a greater rationale than unto most people, my brothers and sisters. It might sound foolish to many, but I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, what men oftentimes call foolish. It is the wisdom of Yah. It's just in some of the ways far wiser than men. How else about faith and a gift, a word that men must hear from Yah, should men even believe this can exceed worldly confusion? Yes, my brothers and sisters, men must hear from Yah. And my brothers and sisters, those the Most High will allow to continue to hear His voice are not those, my brothers and sisters, who would mock at His words, but will receive them gladly to perform all that the Most High has forsworn, that His people cooperatively must function in, that they mutually build and help rebuild, honor what is the promised reward of peace. Every man must believe that he must exceed the provocations of the rulers, or dare he say the Messiah will bring nothing more than what is common in the world, falling from grace, falling from faith, falling from the sense of what is righteousness. He must be made able to discern the wisdom of the Son of Man. The most diligent and humble soul of the Most High will show who it is that He has chosen to lead. Or dare men say that what they have elected is to be preeminent, even above, my brothers and sisters, the elect one whom the Most High has chosen. Look at Isaiah 41:21. It talks about those who men have elected, and He calls them, both them and those who elected them, abominations, misfits, something not controlled or left to discern by the Spirit of Yah, the ways of the Spirit of Yah. Because so many have presumed themselves already saved, already know, and so inspired. There are so many of my brothers and sisters who never discern all that is inspiration. So it says, when men discern, my brothers and sisters need to transcend or discern the truth that was before all this false institutionality came to be. Then when men understand this, will they attain the solution? But who's going to believe such a report after an orientation they have never heard or known? Faith again, my brothers and sisters, comes by hearing, and hearing by a word from Yah. I said from Yah. Not to discern the coming of the one called the Kurdi, Shiloh, who comes to expose all the false righteousness of the rulers, is a fall victim and gullible to many forms of false rulers. I've said it so many times in this show, I'll say it again. The Most High told me. Yes, indeed. He told me directly. If any man can believe that a multitude of contradictions we see in this world is wise for Yah, he said that man cannot be a disciple unto him. He will say to many such as this who have trusted in false prophets or fallen testimony, keep away from me. You never knew me. How can a man fully cast out False doctrines, misconceits, devils, if you will, hasty conclusions. How should a man or brothers and sisters preach what is wonderful, the result of inspiration from the Most High, when he never had that inspiration? How, brothers and sisters, shall men discern the path? The path beyond all false or fallen testimony. The path to see the light. This will be the Most High, my brothers and sisters, who reveals it. Wake up time, my brothers and sisters. Wake up time. Messiah knew that in these last days, men would have forgotten the promise of the guarantee. Therefore, in these last days, it is they who awaken to the expectation, to trust and believe him whom the Most High said promised he would call and bring forth by name to restore true guidance to his people. These are they, my brothers and sisters, who will discern again what is true repentance, even what before the Most High is worthy. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. There's a need to wake up and understand that awake, my brothers and sisters, are only those souls who know that for a long time man has dwelt in darkness. Pray for confirmation, my brothers and sisters. I said pray to be kind of stable. Pray that it be that you be wise enough to understand that there's a need during the discern of foundation far beyond the frailty of partialities that oftentimes seem wise to men because they have not discerned all that is divine purpose. Like I said, Malachi begins saying, "Hear, O priests, this reprimand is for you, who will discern the need to seek all that is divine will. Prepare for the day when Messiah comes," the scripture says in Malachi 3, "to restore all that is righteousness as of old, pleasing and appeasing to the Most High as in former years." It's the reason why there should not be many forms of teaching among us, because the end result, my brothers and sisters, is great condemnation. To believe, my brothers and sisters, there's no need to exceed the unrighteousness of all your rulers. To prepare for the day when Messiah comes to expose them all. That is not the gospel of Shiloh. That's not what the scripture said you must prepare for in the coming of him unto whom all the people should gather. You think all people are gathering to him, my brothers and sisters, who are concerned that they should trust him? So much to discern. But my brothers and sisters, because it's all quite rational, the rational soul who seeks to please Yah first and foremost, these are the ones, my brothers and sisters, who may discern what indeed the scripture says at the beginning of wisdom. The gospel is the expectation of the one who would end all worldly confusion. I told you what the Most High told me. I must tell you things that men have done from everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, deny, pervert, silence, and destroy. I said it before, I said it again. The ancients knew that there would be no peace on earth. So all the contentions of all the rulers is no more. How many of my brothers and sisters look for the day when all the allegiances that men have trusted shall be exposed as far from vital? The men, my brothers and sisters, purged of every obstacle, might discern again all the righteousness and truth, the sense of justice, my brothers and sisters, that the Most High said, looking upon this earth, he would be pleased with. I can only tell you that many have been compelled to forget trusting in their rulers. I said trusting in their rulers. They've been compelled to forget what the scripture means. It says, vengeance is mine, says the Lord. Many have gone after vigilante justice, created many, like I said, political, social, cultural, and national allegiances, different. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, whoever compel a man to be zealous after a standard that does not announce nor pursue the righteousness of Yah. For having compelled men into contentious warfare that accomplishes in the end nothing, they shall all be blamed. Most I did not say that men would be called faithful because they trusted in part of his word, because they seek will be found true. The seeking after it all. All that Yah from the beginning is decreed. Blessed they will understand this. So much, my brothers and sisters, need to be retaught. Or let's just find it and last taught rightly. Blessed they will understand. We'll discern, my brothers and sisters, what the Most High said he would do in due time. And sinning, as he says, must be sin. A prophet to speak what others would not. Till we speak again, my brothers and sisters, Ben Adam Yah. I thank the Most High for every year that he brings near. Under his might, under his honor, and his praise always. Hallelujah! And I thank you all again. Yes, I do. I thank the Most High again. All of you who would listen, that he would give ears to understand, that he would give ears to hear. Again, I thank you all for listening. Check out my website, my brothers and sisters. It's not called hiddengospel.com without a reason. The show is not called Hidden Gospel Revealed without a reason. Petition of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, and discern unto whom he reveals the gospel, that you might hear it and become wise. And discern, my brothers and sisters, what men have not heard for many ages.